This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Chinese authorities have announced a large jump in the death toll from recent floods. The Henan provincial government says 302 people died and 50 remain missing. The vast majority of the victims were in Zhengzhou, the provincial capital. Record rainfall inundated Zhengzhou July 20th, turning streets into rushing rivers and flooding the subway system. Video posted online showed people trapped in subway cars as the waters rose. 14 people died in the subway flooding. Myanmar's military ruler Min Aung Hlaing has taken on a new title as prime minister of a newly formed caretaker government, state media reported Sunday, 6 months after the army seized power from a civilian government. Min Aung Hlaing has chaired the military-backed State Administration Council that has run Myanmar since it was formed just after the February 1st coup, and the caretaker government will replace it. Earlier Sunday, he gave a televised address and pledged elections without giving a time frame and cooperation with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Iran vowed Monday to respond to any adventurism, its foreign ministry said, after the United States and the United Kingdom joined Israel in blaming Tehran for a deadly attack on an oil tanker, claims Iran denies. The fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea happened Thursday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was, quote, no justification for this attack, which follows a pattern of attacks and other belligerent behavior, end quote. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said his country and its allies planned a coordinated response over the strike, calling it an unlawful and callous attack, end quote. This